It's Sunday, December 22nd, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. The suspect in the German car ramming attack that killed 5 and injured more than 200 on Friday has been identified. He is a self-described member of the liberal opposition to Saudi Arabia, who has voiced strong anti-Islamic and anti-immigration views. The car allegedly driven by the suspect plowed 1,200 feet into a crowd in a narrow alley in Magdeburg, a city of about 240,000 people west of Berlin, where shoppers had gathered Friday night. The victims include 4 adults and a 9-year-old child. Police have not released a motive in the Christmas market attack, but 2 senior U.S. officials told NBC News authorities are investigating whether the incident is terrorism-related. In other news, Amazon delivery drivers and Starbucks baristas are on strike in a handful of U.S. cities as they seek to exert pressure on the 2 major companies to recognize them as unionized employees or to meet demands for an inaugural labor contract. The strikes that started Thursday and Friday followed other recent standoffs between corporate America and organized labor. Large and established labor unions secured meaningful employer concessions this year following strikes by Boeing factory workers, dock workers at East and Gulf Coast ports, video game performers, and hotel and casino workers on the Las Vegas Strip. But workers at Starbucks, Amazon, and some other prominent consumer brands still are fighting for their first contracts. Amazon refuses to acknowledge the organizing efforts of drivers and warehouse workers, even though the powerful Teamsters union says it represents them. Around the world, 2 U.S. Navy pilots ejected safely over the Red Sea after their F-A-18 fighter aircraft was mistakenly shot down early Sunday in what military officials are calling an apparent case of friendly fire. One of the pilots has minor injuries, according to a news release. The guided missile cruiser USS Gettysburg, which is part of the USS Harry S. Truman Carrier Strike Group, mistakenly fired on and hit the aircraft that was flying off the USS Harry S. Truman, according to the news release. The U.S. Navy has been patrolling the region for over a year to combat ongoing attacks on commercial ships from the Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen following the outbreak of the Israel-Hamas war. Several hours earlier, the military said U.S. forces conducted precision airstrikes against a missile storage facility and a command and control facility used by the Houthis, and shot down multiple uncrewed aerial vehicles and an anti-ship cruise missile. Back in the U.S., the Democratic-led Senate confirmed the 235th federal judge nominated by President Biden, marking a milestone for the outgoing occupant of the White House by giving him one more than former President Donald Trump secured. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer heralded the vote as historic. The majority has now confirmed more judges under President Biden than any majority has confirmed in decades. This is historic, he said. The latest confirmation Friday could be Biden's last, meaning he will leave office having secured 1 Supreme Court justice, 45 appeals court justices, 187 district court justices, and 2 judges on the U.S. Court of International Trade. And a baby Jesus figurine snatched from a nativity scene in Colorado has been returned in time for Christmas with an apology. The statuette of Jesus lying in a manger, stolen from a public display in downtown Fort Collins early last Sunday, was dropped off anonymously at a fire station this weekend, police said. It was accompanied by a handwritten note saying, quote, "I'm really sorry. I made a dumb mistake in the moment. It won't happen again," end quote. There's no other information about the stolen figurine or who stole it, police said Friday. The fire station has a motion-sensing door camera, but it was not activated when the statue was returned, police said. The business that takes care of the nativity scene does not want to pursue charges. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.